283.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you.
I had to. Honey, this is for these antics that people want to see when they're watching us live on the news feed here. I'm excited about today's show. Because of the content, second to none. With a little help from David Horowitz. Here we go, guys. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and, well, assorted bad guys. I see you on the screen. Hello there. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, you cannot see her on the video feed here.
We're keeping everyone in suspense.
Yes. Well, that's good, though, because everybody will be asking when they see us live, where's the pretty little princess? Well, she's to the right of me right now. Folks, welcome to the show, and if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can go to Facebook and upload some pictures, videos, articles, and the such. We're always updating those pages every day. And if you'd like to check that out, that is Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Or you can go to my personal page. There's two different pages, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. One fan page and one personal page. Like them both, if you would, please. As well as if you'd like to follow me on account, you can do that. That is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines are accessible. Sorry about missing some of the phone calls yesterday. Boy, oh boy, have I been blowing it majorly. Pretty little princess.
But thank you for calling in.
No, we appreciate that. But,
that's,
you know,
right.
I mean, my point is folks, it has been nothing but, well, chaotic during this transition in every sense of the word. Yesterday I had the phone board in front of me, and what will happen is when someone calls in, the light lights up on the board. Well, I had it behind my computer, so I'm looking up on the screen, and I'm looking at the producer. So what happens is my pretty little princess pulls up a piece of paper and says, hey, listen, you got a phone call. And it's like, okay, I did not see that, sorry. All of a sudden he held on for about, what, 7 minutes? Then he hung up, and I apologize. I'm so sorry.
Chris, if you're listening, call in today because we will take you right away.
We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, if we can, because the phone lines are so clogged up now that we just don't know what to do with it.
I think they're all lit up right now.
Totally. And hey, here's the bottom line. I have it right in front of my face.
Can't miss it.
Yes, so phone lines are accessible. That is my point. Forgive me, for I know not what my pretty little princess does when she makes mistakes, like having my computer in front of the board. Because you know as well as I do, pretty little princess, it's not my fault.
That's right. See, the thing
is, it can't be.
Well, with me, though, I never make mistakes. I mean, I thought I did once, but I was wrong.
And I'm here to remind you.
Did you get that punchline?
I did get that.
Okay, good.
But, honey, I didn't think it's funny. Yesterday I said to you,
there's
the only thing we're
laughing.
Well, I hope so. I would be laughing, too. But the real question is why are they laughing? The point is this. Yesterday it was so cheesy, I was just asking for the crackers. And that is not a that's not what that is. In all sincerity, it was like, boy, oh boy, is my pretty little princess cheesy.
You know, I am a little cheesy, but all the daughters of liberty, they like a little cheese. You know, a little flowers, some nice aromas. That's what I bring to the Sons of Liberty.
Nice aromas.
Yeah, nice aromas.
No offense, but the only nice aroma that I have had brought to me by you is what I actually went into Macy's and bought for you.
That's true. You are a stallion. You have bought me some very nice perfume. I smell great because of you. You are the best.
I like that, and I appreciate that.
No problem.
Friends, if you'd like to call in, you can talk to Bradley D. Francis, who's here right now. It's 1-866-233-0747. Again, that number is 1-866-233-0747. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? My Pretty Little Princess?
Well, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And I have to say, I am excited about today's feedback that I'm going to share with you. We actually had a response from Arthur Lee Parks. He said, my wife and I met Bradley Dean last week on Thursday, October 10, 2013, and it was a lot of fun. As a constitutional pastor and patriot, it was refreshing to meet this young fireball, he called you.
Huh.
I'm curious.
Young, I like that better.
Young,
yeah.
Fireball. Yeah. He forgot handsome, but we'll forgive
well,
him for that.
Wow. It sounds like we're going to Macy's again.
I'm working on my birthday right now on Christmas, so I'm going to keep going. But he said, I encourage you to like his page, listen to his radio show, and sow financial seeds into his constitutional and biblical ministries. So thank you so much. Arley Park, that was wonderful to hear from him. And I got kind of an interesting one from Stan Lee. Stan Lee said this, and I'm quoting.
Is this the guy from Marvel?
No, he's not
like
the Marvel guy.
I got to tell you a story about Stan Lee.
Okay, go ahead.
I was at LAX, the airport, just did some tea parties in San Diego. I think we did four or five tea parties out in California. Right on the way, we were on the way back home, just got into the airport. It was really dead, which is rare as hen's teeth in California, of course.
Mm-hmm.
LAX, you know, the airport. And all of a sudden, I'm walking up to the bathroom, the restrooms, and a guy walks out, and I just instantly knew, second nature, I just looked at him, and I said to Stan Lee, the guy from Marvels, I looked at him, and I said, what are you doing here? That's what I said to him, like
yeah.
an absolute goofball, and all of a sudden, he comes out and looks at me, and I track him, I pink and blue him, I gave him the Ten Commandments track, mm-hmm. because I guarantee you that, you know, none of his loving friends probably ever offered to give him, to, you know, basically teach him to repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Mm-hmm.
So I took the time to do that. And I took a picture with the guy because I thought it'd be really nice for him to send to his family members.
Yeah, and he let them know that he had actually met Bradley Dean that day going to the restroom.
This is good.
In the airport. Can
you
believe
that? But that is a true story. That is a true story.
It is a true story. Yes. I saw the picture so I can verify that. Now, this Stanley was not the same guy. I did see the picture. He is quite a bit younger. But this is exactly what he said. He said, this here's the home of the crazy folks. Go crazy. It's big in America today.
This.
Yeah, this.
Okay.
But, you know, Elizabeth from our ministry pointed out that we are fools for Christ, so we are going crazy
Amen.
In a good way, okay?
Amen. Yeah.
Now, as you mentioned in the intro, we have, you know, enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Well, I thought I would share with you one of those enemies, scoffer, atheists, you know, lunatics, so on and so forth. This is what he said. Brian said, trying to keep up with all of these ridiculous right-wing nuts on Facebook pages is like fighting in the tent offensive, whatever that means.
Yep.
But he said, Christian and constitutional, question mark? Did it occur to you that you can't have both, question mark?
Well, Brian.
You didn't think this one out too well, did
Come
you?
Come on, he tell you what the...
I just want to give Brian a little lesson.
Do you think he understood that? That was Russian.
Yeah.
I bet he did.
He probably got that.
I said lines between church and state, Article 52, USSR Constitution. Yeah, right.
It did kind of fire me up a bit. I thought it was pretty humorous. I wanted to teach Brian a little history lesson here.
All right.
George Washington, the first president of the United States...
I like this.
...said that religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. That's number one, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Now, Brian, have you ever heard of a little document called the Declaration of Independence? I mean, does that, like... ring a bell
I
at
have
all?
It, I have that on my wall.
Maybe, I mean, maybe you've maybe heard of it before, but it does say in that little document, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. They are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Read your foundations and you'll find out we are a Christian nation.
Well, folks, you got Bradley and, well, our. Did you notice I said our friends? I didn't say mine. Our Pretty Little Princess to the right of me. Folks, you can check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Give us a call, 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Oh.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Our pretty little princess has vacated the building. Our pretty little princess has left the building. Now, I know what all the older folks are thinking right now. Wait, I remember going to an Elvis concert once, and I heard, you know, the speaker say that Elvis has left the building. No, I said the new generation, the new millennial, friends, I just said that our pretty little princess has left the building. You know what? This adds to the Sons of Liberty, because no longer is it just the Sons of Liberty, it's now the Sons and the Daughters of Liberty, and I think that's wonderful. But I wonder how many women are actually out there right now that are actually Daughters of Liberty that want to be called, you know, Pretty Little Princesses. You know, I mean, do you think they'll follow that lead? Yeah, she's nodding her head at us right now, friends. Okay. You know, one of the things I have been going over and over and over with in the back in my mind is the fact that I'm trying to understand why the conservatives, the patriots, the Christians won't just lay the axe to the root of the tree in this country concerning the corruption going on in this administration. Because today, friends, we found out that the government shut down. Well, we found out who the perpetrator was. We found out it was Barack Hussein Obama again. And well, we found out that the IRS, that more of that scandals, it's being uncovered day by day, and we found out who is responsible for that, because we found out that the administrator from the IRS has been at the White House over 155 times, and well, it just keeps going back to the same guy, Barack Hussein Obama. But I see everybody dancing around the house in the middle of the living room long enough. I don't understand it. I really honestly do not understand it. Yes, I do not understand it. I really honestly do not understand why the church won't follow the lead of the prophets and the apostles. For example, do you remember when John the Baptist actually pointed his finger at Herod and called him out for all of his evils? I remember that. I do. I remember Jesus even calling Herod that fox and go tell him that a prophet's not killed in his own country. I remember when he said that, and I remember when Jeremiah went to the kings, and pretty much all the prophets, they would go to the kings, and they would go to the hierarchies of the church, and they would point their fingers. As a matter of fact, Torah, one of the meanings of law is to point your finger. But if we're not ruled by God and his government, God's law, then I guess we're not going to point the finger. We're going to cry out, just like those that crucified Christ, the religious people of the day, we have no king but King Caesar. Well, you know what? If that's your lot and that's how you're going down in history, good for you. That isn't mine. It's a faithful witness that delivers souls, not an unfaithful witness. And let's not forget, friends, that it was a Judas that gave Jesus a kiss before he betrayed him. And if you like being kissed by an administration that's betraying you and you want to do it to the church as well, it just keeps domino effecting. That's fine. Again, that's your lot. That's not mine. And I know that when we look in Scripture again, God is looking for the faithful among men to actually stand up and do this stuff. And the problem is he can't find any in America. Well, I do want to let you know that on a daily basis, I am up for two and a half hours every morning praying to my Father saying, Lord, you said in your word, to whom is the arm of the Lord been revealed? To those that believe. And Father, I believe. And I'm just making a national proclamation, an international proclamation, that I do believe your word. And I just ask that you would show yourself strong on the behalf of those that are faithful towards you as well. Because I can't find in Scripture nowhere where God ever failed a faithful man. Matter of fact, even an unfaithful man, I still see the Lord being faithful, because Scripture tells us in the book of Timothy that while men are unfaithful, he remains faithful. Because we need to understand that he's not a man that he should lie. And I think that's pretty awesome about a just and a holy God. Now, why did I just ramble on? Well, I was rambling on because I was getting to the point that I got some more information that I just think is really going to equip you in the direction of what you're dealing with right now in this country. Because the more stands your friends, the more you're going to be able to get your foot comfortably around his neck. Just like David did. Of course, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Uh-huh. Of course. Yep. Wouldn't say anything other than that. I'm not talking about the arm of the flesh in any sense of the word. No, sir. No. Not at all. Hey, folks, in spite of the media's conspicuous silence on the matter, it's no secret that Saul Alinsky's Manual for Community Organizers, Rules for Radicals, exerted an immeasurable influence over the world's most well-recognized community organizer. You guys know him, friends, daughters, sons of liberty, as Barack Hussein Obama. And thus, to understand why Obama does what he does... Well, I can tell you why he does what he does, because the American people allow him to do what he does. That's the only reason he's doing it. Hey, folks, you know, you remember this before. You've heard Bradley Deed say this before on the Sons of Liberty. They'll always do what you let them get away with. Yep, that's right. That is right. They'll always do what you let them get away with. Don't ever forget that. Yep, that's a fact. But for you to understand why Obama does what he does, we need to be familiar with the vision that Alinsky delineated in his book, and I want to highlight 6 points that are found in this book by Saul Alinsky. Now, last week I talked, well, actually, I'm sorry, it was at the beginning of this week I was talking about the 12 points, Rules for Radicals, Rules for Revolution, by Saul Alinsky. Yeah, I did. But folks, it gets even better than that, because what I'm about to show you now and share with you now goes a little bit deeper. And I'll tell you what, it's crystal clear. Everything makes perfect sense. You ready? Here's number one. Politics is all about power relations, but to advance one's power, one must couch one's positions in the language of morality. You have to come across a certain way. You have to come across as a people's person. You have to come across as, well, how would I say it, man? I'll tell you what, Scripture comes to mind again. They transform themselves as the angel of light. Who is that that transforms himself as the angel of light? Well, that would be Satan. Yeah. Politics is all about power relations, but to advance one's power, one must couch one's positions in the language of morality. Of course we're not going to vote a guy in that says he's a Muslim. No, he's got to put his hand on that Bible and swear to the God of David that he's going to uphold that Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Of course! What tyrant doesn't show his allegiance to God? Or publicly show up and party it down with the hierarchies of the church? Mussolini, Hitler, Stalin. Which one hasn't done it? George Bush Sr., George W. Bush, Bill Clinton. Which one? Barack Hussein Obama. Community organizers are political realists who see the world as it is, an arena of power politics moved primarily by perceived immediate self-interests, where morality is rhetorical, rational, for expedient action and self-interest. Of course. Remember what Satan said to Jesus? If you'll just bow down unto me, I'll do. And what did the Lord say? It is written. He said, get behind me, Satan. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him alone shalt thou worship. Amen. Hallelujah. Number two, there's only three kinds of people in the world: rich and powerful oppressors, the poor and the disenfranchised oppressed, the middle class whose apathy perpetuates the status quo, all derived from Saul Alinsky, master to Barack Hussein Obama. Let me say that again. There are only three kinds of people in the world: rich and powerful oppressors, the poor and the disenfranchised oppressed, the middle class, hello friends, the middle class whose apathy perpetuates the status quo. They are saying because of the middle class and their apathy, they can perpetuate the status quo. In other words, we know that they won't do anything, so we'll keep pushing the envelope until they do. Who are they talking about? They're talking about the middle class. The world as it is rather a simple world. From this perspective, the world consists of but three kinds of people: the haves and the have-nots, and the have a little want mores. The haves possessing, as they do, all of the power, money, food, security, and luxury, resist the change necessary to relieve the have-nots of the poverty, rotten housing, disease, ignorance, political impotence, and despair from which they suffer. And the question is who actually brought forth the suffrage? The rulers. You create the crisis, friends. Who creates the suffrage? Those that mean to rule. Be right back. 1-866-233-0747. Talking about Rules for Revolution by Saul Alinsky. Yeah. Yeah, you heard me right. Take these phone calls right after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Talking about the rules for revolution. Yes, rules for revolution. You want to understand the mind? Well, you have to pull the mask off of those who rule, which in case they just happen to be sitting in the White House today. There's only three kinds of people in the world: rich and powerful oppressors, the poor and disenfranchised oppressed, and the middle class whose apathy perpetuates the status quo. Listen carefully. The world as it is a rather simple world. From this perspective, the world consists of but three kinds of people: the haves, the have-nots, and the have a little, want more. The haves possessing, as they do, all of the power, money, food, security, luxury, resist the change necessary to relieve the have-nots of the poverty, rotten housing, disease, ignorance, political impotence, and despair from which they suffer. The have a little, want more, compromise what we call the middle class, say they. Well, Alinsky believes that this group is the genesis of creativity. He also claims that it supplies the world with its do-nothing. So they create them, friends, the poor. The do-nothings are those who profess a commitment to social change for ideals of justice, as they pimp them out in the process, might I add. Equality and opportunity, and then abstain from, discourage all effective action of change. So Alinsky remarks that in spite of their reputable appearances, the do-nothings are actually the invidious. This being so, they are restraint and resistant to change, as are the haves. Interesting. Change is brought about, number three, about through relentless agitation and troublemaking of a kind that radically disrupts society as it is. Friends, how many times have I shared this with you to only find that's exactly their model? Change is brought about through relentless agitation and troublemaking of a kind that radically disrupts society as it does. Who would think of doing something like this, friends? Since both the middle and upper classes have none of the organizer's passion for radical change, he must do his best to stir up dissatisfaction and discontentment. He must agitate to the point of conflict. The organizer dramatizes injustices. He magnifies them. He blows them up. He exaggerates them. You mean like playing the race card? Exactly. And engages in troublemaking by using what kind of people? Well, the Jesse Jacksons of the world, the Elks of the world, of course, use the state-run media to highlight crime. But just use one side. Don't just always make sure it's white on black, friends. And even if they're not white on black, then make sure we call that Mexican guy, that guy that was in Florida, you know, George Zimmerman, make sure that you make him out to be a white guy. I mean, that's how far they stretch themselves, friends. It also shows you how backwards these people are. They create illusion. They create a reality that you want, that they want you to believe in, when it's only their reality, when in fact it's not a reality. The organizer dramatizes injustices. Yeah, of course. Trayvon Martin. And engages in troublemaking by stirring up just those angers, frustrations, and resentments that will eventually come to nothing if the people are smart enough to see it for what it is. Disorganization of the old and organization of the new. He is determined to give rise as to much confusion and fear as possible. Hey, folks, don't shout me down. Don't tell me you haven't been getting it from the Sons of Liberty since day one. And by the way, I'm not here to magnify the enemy. I'm here to magnify the Christ who opens your eyes to see these things for what they are when you study out His Word and follow in His path. Number four, there can be no conversation between the organizer and his opponents. Oh, can we say government shutdown? Can we say that the Democrats aren't going to talk to the Republicans, as if to say that we have more than one constitution, friends? No, WWF at its worst, being played out, and the American people are falling for it, and as they fall for it, they lose. There can be no conversation, point four, between the organizer and his opponents. The latter must be depicted as being evil. In other words, here we are again, friends. As I've said 1,000 times from this microphone, totalitarianism. These people love to smack your face and pull your hair. And then they have the complete, folks, the audacity to cry victim. Yep. Listen again. Point four, Saul Alinsky's rules for revolution. There can be no conversation between the organizer and his opponents. How does this criminal operate in the White House? Exactly like that. And as there is no conversation between the organizer and the opponents, the latter must be depicted as being evil, kind of like the Tea Party. Friends, the state-run media and this administration are scared to death of the Tea Party. Oh, and by the way, first and foremost, the church, the real church, not the harlot, the church, those that keep the commandments of the Lord, that's who they're afraid of. And what they do is they depict you as evil. They depict you as the one that is perpetuating the crimes that they themselves are found guilty. Hey, folks, the smoking gun is always found in their hand, but they depict you as being evil. This is easy. This is simple. This is what they do 24/7. If this wasn't true, then why did they... Oh, by the way, the IRS is, as I said earlier on the first segment, the IRS is being pulled out again. More crimes are being confessed. They're being called out for what they have done. They're admitting the crimes. Or should I say they're being uncovered for their crimes against who? The Tea Party, the conservatives, the Christians? Of course. What did I just say? What is the Rules for Revolution by Saul Alinsky? Disciple Barack Hussein Obama is following the Rules for Revolution to a T. There can be no conversation between the organizer and his act, and then you must depict them as being evil. But when in fact they are the ones guilty of perpetuating the crimes. Do you understand this? If his compulsion to agitate makes it sound as if the organizer is to converse with those whom he disagrees, that is because, well, he is. Alinsky is blunt on this point. You do not communicate with anyone purely on the rationale, facts, or ethics, or of an issue. Nope. Because the issues are never the issue, said Saul Alinsky. It's always about the revolution. It's about the created chaos. It's about the confusion. It's about the fear. It's about the contrived crimes. Friends, these are the ones that are responsible for the crimes. And what are they doing today? They're pointing their finger at the Tea Party. No, what they're doing, friends, is they're pointing the finger at the ones that they are truly threatened by. See, if they were abiding by the laws of the Constitutional Republic, they wouldn't be pointing their finger at anybody. They'd be doing their job. Their whole purpose, by the way, friends, said Thomas Jefferson, was to ensure our rights, not to violate them and attack them. The organizer's objective is to demonize those who stand in the way of his design for, listen carefully, change. What's his motto? Change. It's a communist slogan, friends. Change. And everybody thinks they're playing games. No. Let me tell you something, friends. He ain't playing games. Yes, and I said ain't. He is not playing games, friends. The organizer's objective is to demonize those who stand in the way of his designs for change. Yep. Haters. Hey, if you stand for life, you're a hater. As a matter of fact, you're a terrorist, says this administration. You own a gun? You're a terrorist, says this administration. Folks, this is their method. This is their doctrine. There's nothing behind them, friends, except evil. Simple, because men will act when they are convinced that their cause is 100% on the side of the angels and that the opposition is 100% on the side of the devil. So the organizer knows that there can be no action until issues are polarized to this degree. Who's doing it? They are. Elaborating on the same, Alinsky asserts that in charging that so-and-so is a racist, I'm not even going to say the word, friends. And then diluting it with qualifying remarks such as, he is a good church-going man, generous to charity, and a good husband, one convicts oneself of political idiocy. So the winning strategy is this. Pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. What is the state-run media doing today? They're doing the biddings of the devil that's in the White House right now. Folks, be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ, but Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Talking about Obama's rules for revolution, the Alinsky model. That's what it's called, the Alinsky model. Point five, the organizer can never focus on just a single issue. Listen to this one, friends. He must move inexhaustibly from one issue to the next. Is this what you're seeing from this White House? Absolutely, friends. Verbatim. Line upon line, precept upon precept. The organizer, point five, can never focus on just a single issue. No, he must move inexhaustibly from an issue, one issue, to the next. Because the organizer must develop multiple issues, for multiple issues mean constant action and life. Saul Alinsky explains a single issue is a fatal straitjacket that drastically limits the organizer's appeal, but multiple issues draw in many potential members, essentially to the building of a broad mass-based organization. So all you radical homosexuals out there that are being used as a political battering ram, told you so. Told you so. You better look behind as to what's behind your puppet master. It's called Sharia law, friends. Take it or leave it. The only way to keep the action going, said Saul Alinsky, the devil himself, is by constantly cutting new issues as the actions continue, so that by the time the enthusiasm and the emotions for one issue have started to de-escalate, a new issue has emerged with a constant revival. This is, friends, I can't even tell you. I'm not an old man yet. I'm catching up to the wise ones. But let me say it this way. I cannot tell you when I have not seen a war. Since I've been little, it's been war after war after war after war. Folks, this is the military complex at work. This is these people trying to overthrow the Constitution. And the way they overthrow the Constitution is they overthrow the people. He can never focus on just one single issue. No, he's got to create many. Inexhaustibly, said they. Number six, taunt one's opponent to the point that they label you as a dangerous enemy of the establishment. Well, friends, there's no question that this individual is dangerous. There's no question about it. So finally, in order to put the organizer on the side of the people, to identify him with the have-nots, it is imperative that he and his maneuver bait the establishment so that it will publicly attack him as a dangerous enemy. Yep. And then he plays up to what? The emotions of the poor people, which, by the way, they created, which, by the way, that they're only using to implement their agenda. This is really easy, friends. You create dependence. I remember when I was at the RNC in Tampa just this last year. I remember everybody was saying, these Republicans that were all dressed up to go to an Elvis concert, oh, Barack doesn't have a chance this time around. Barack doesn't have a chance this time around. I said to them, I said, you have got to be kidding me. You guys are looking at this man like he's creating all these welfare cases, like that's working against him, when in fact he's creating dependency. Are you really that foolish? Taunt one's opponents to the point that they label you as dangerous an enemy, and a dangerous enemy of the establishment. In other words, they themselves. Just because Barack Obama has left behind the low-income Chicago communities in which once he agitated doesn't mean that he left behind the skills as a community agitator that he learned from Saul Alinsky. Rather, now regards the country as his community to organize as he sees fit. He does not have the power to do that, friends. Talking about their methodology, their ideology, their totalitarianism, friends. Obama not infrequently invokes American ideals, even while he conspires to fundamentally transform America. Yes. But folks, this was all under the illusion that he was going to go back to our founding documents. Of course, this change that he was talking about, this fundamental transformation. He was selling himself as if to say that he was going to go and reclaim and restore our founding documents. That was his sale pitch. That was his sales pitch from A to Z. So in spite of what he says, Obama does not want national unity. No, because he's the one playing the race card. He's the one attempting to divide and conquer constantly. So there can be no unity with people who wants to fundamentally transform. The president regularly speaks, acts, and acts as if there is a perpetual class warfare being waged by the haves on the have-nots. Indeed, this is what he wants for Americans to believe. It is the desire on his part that accounts for why he spares no occasion to demonize both the richest 1%, who he accuses of refusing to pay their fair share, as well as those Republicans who threaten to impede his plans to raise taxes. Again, friends, it's clear he's not working for unification. He wants division. He does not want unity. He wants to keep the country as polarized and disoriented as possible. Don't forget about China and Russia, friends. So to know why Obama speaks and acts as he does, we need to know about Saul Alinsky's rules for radical. Folks, really what these people do is they go to the Word of God and they do the opposite. That is Satanism. Don't forget on Monday when I was talking about the Rules for Revolution and the Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky and Barack Hussein Obama in action, that Saul Alinsky acknowledged Lucifer. And keep in mind, what president has attacked your Christian heritage and foundations more than this man has? Black is black, white is white. I can see clear as day what this is. Oh, and by the way, it's taken people 5 and 6 years to finally catch on to what we were trying to tell you the first week he was in office. Now people are talking about impeachments. People are calling for not only impeachment, but for a trial for war crimes now. Friends, the liberties of our country, the freedom of our civil constitution, are worth defending at all hazards. And it is our duty to defend them against all attacks. And friends, I want to just tell you this. You take it how you want to take it. You are under attack. Don't forget about China and Russia, friends. You are under attack. When I go to Psalm 9:17, it says that the nation that forgets God, he'll turn that nation into hell. But it's not too far gone to reclaim or to restore. It's just who loves their country the most right now is really what it comes to. Who loves their posterity the most right now is really what it comes down to. Hey, friends, let me say this. You're not only going to be held on Judgment Day for what you've done in this life and what you said in this life. You're going to be held accountable for what you didn't say when you should have said. These people are dangerous. You judge a man by his fruit. The corrupt fruit is all over this administration. And by the way, we need to be prudent in the way that we deal with the issues at hand. We must do things peacefully and lawfully, if at all possible. Not like what you're seeing out of this administration again. We've just seen, over the last couple of days, we've seen what this administration did when it attacked. They knew they were going to the heart of the American people when they shut down the World War II Memorial, friends. They knew exactly what they were doing. This administration is attempting, listen again, this administration is attempting to create domestic insurrection. Divide and conquer. So much. And to prove my point that they're willing to use the D.C. police to go stir up the veterans that tore down the barricades that Barack Hussein Obama and his administration put up. They're using your government, your policemen. And be careful with the police too, friends. I got a lot of cops that are my friends. And by the way, in the military, they're your children. He's attempting to turn these people on you. He is. This administration is attempting to do this. You guys seen what he did through Fast and Furious and Benghazi? Folks, we can go on and on and on and on again. Now, let me say this. You know what the enemy's doing now. Now, what are you doing to deal with the enemy? You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Love you by what I do. 1 John 3:18. And I will talk to you in 23 hours. See ya.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.